This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in live nationwide and around the world to Ron Sedgie today on this first weekend of the great month of May. And on our show this week, my first guest from CBS News will be Leslie Stahl. Later on, coming up on May 28th, it's the season premiere of America's Got Talent. We'll have our buddy Howie Mandel join us from the group Il Divo. I love this band. It's a great group. David Miller. And then we're going to talk about fun in the sun with toy expert Elizabeth Warner. Next hour, Diane Lake will be here. ABC did a special last week about the members of the Manson family, and Diane Lake had written a book called Member of the Family and was on the show, and now she's on our show. NASCAR champion Kurt Busch will be joining us, a book about the First Lady with Kate Brower, and then the travel mom, Emily Kaufman. And that's all coming up this week with Ron Sedgie today.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
We're back, and we're live all across the USA and around the world. If it's trending, it's right here on Ron Sedgie Today. Delighted to have our next guest with us. She is certainly a staple in broadcasting and journalism. She has hosted 60 Minutes correspondent since 1991, the CBS News White House correspondent during the Carter, Reagan, and George H.W. Bush presidents. Also hosted Face the Nation, and now an author of a book that I really like. It's called The Joys and Science of the New Grandparenting, Becoming Grandma. Our guest is Leslie Stahl. Hi, Leslie. How are you?
Hi, Ron. I'm great. Things are beautiful here in New York,
well,
right? It's raining. Are you in New York?
No, actually, I'm in sunny Orlando, Florida.
Come on.
Leslie,
Don't tell me.
Just before we went on the air, I had to go take that shield off the front of my car because it was too sunny. Too sunny. You know what I'm saying.
Oh.
It's terrible. First of all, Leslie, I love this book, but I must tell you before we start talking about it, my grandmother, and I never met my father's mother, but my mother's mother certainly didn't look like you. She was a little Italian lady, about 5'2", with a bun, and always wore black. There was always someone she was mourning. So I have to tell you that you are one of the best-looking grandmas I've ever seen, I want you to know.
No, if you look around at baby boomer grandparents, we make it our careers to stay young. You know that. Are you a baby boomer?
Yes, I am.
Yes,
yeah,
I am.
There you go. I mean, we don't have gray hair. We have blonde hair.
Right.
How did that happen?
How did that happen?
And we go to the gym and, you know, all of that stuff. We believe in staying in shape. So, you know, looks are a little deceiving because we get just as exhausted chasing after a little kid, you know, as our grandparents did.
The wonders of modern day. Well, let's talk about the book. I recently became a grandfather. In fact, I have a little grandson who's 3 and a little granddaughter that's 1. And I can totally understand what you're talking about, especially when you say that you didn't really think you could fall in love again. These two people just win your hearts over. And you went so far, and this I think was sensational. When you saw this phenomenon come over you, you thought, well, these are some really sociological changes. You went to anthropologists to find out why there are such things as grandmothers and grandfathers in evolutionary terms, the psychiatric and the therapeutic effects of this. I mean, you really delved into it, Leslie.
Well, I decided that if I was going to write this book, which I was asked to write, then it would be a 60-minute project, if you know what I mean.
Sure.
I would do it as a kind of investigation. I would interview my friends, which I did. I would tell a little bit about myself, but I would do an investigation to try and get behind these unbelievably joyful, elating feelings. What the heck is going on here? Why are we grandparents so universally, all of us, why are we so indulgent with these kids? Where did that come from? You know, when our grandchild's going to be born, I'm going to say yes to whatever they want. It just happens. We all are the same. We think we're all special, but we're all having these very deep feelings, joyous, happy feelings with our grandchildren. We've all turned into mushballs. Grandfathers and grandmothers, both of us. Why are we all doing this in the same way? What's happening? So I interviewed biochemists, and we really, our brains are rewired when we hold our grandchildren. So these changes in us are metabolic, they're hormonal, they're real. We have different kinds of brains when we hold our grandchildren.
The name of the book is Becoming Grandma, but I want to make it perfectly clear, I sound like Nixon now, that this book is applicable not only to grandmas, but to grandpas. Because when I read the book, I thought to myself, boy, Leslie's really onto something here. I don't know where it came from, but it's really on the money.
Well, and I also, Ron, wrote it from my daughter and her generation, because the dynamic between the generations has changed a lot. Our generation, my generation, you and me and all the other grandparents, we are being so careful with our children.
Yeah.
We do not want to offend them, lest they say, nah, don't come over and babysit today. We want to be there, and we want our children to want us to be there. So we're all biting our tongue. We're not being critical. Or we're trying, let me a minute. We're trying not to be critical. We're trying not to say, we didn't do it that way and you turned out okay. You know,
you're
impelled to say that, but you don't.
I tell my wife all the time, you know, you were so overprotective of our two sons when my mother and her mother wanted to do things. But I find myself in a real jam. I feel like I'm going to sit on the couch here and have you kind of, you know, straighten me out. And I have two sons, but the one son is the one with the children. And they're helicopter parents, my wife calls them, because they hover over. I've never watched my grandchildren without them around. Now, they're 3 and 1 years old, Leslie. And it's because, apparently, my wife and I have never done this before. I keep on telling my son, I'm the one that drove your mother to the hospital when you were born, and you don't think I can handle this?
Well, first of all, you have to understand that the mother is having her own body completely transformed by having a baby. Her body's coursing with hormones that are making her hypervigilant. And she's like a lioness, you know. She is watching over that cub. And she doesn't understand herself the way you and I didn't understand our reaction. She has been transformed. We have to be a little understanding of what they're going through. And really, honestly, we cannot criticize them, or they're going to withhold those babies.
Yeah, that's absolutely
I've
right.
seen it too many times, and I'm warning grandparents, back off, because you're the father of a son. Mainly, you don't want to piss off your daughter-in-law. That's the main thing. I mean, I'm telling you.
No, you're right. No.
And I'm one of the messages of the book.
I know. You're absolutely
my
right.
My generation, back off.
I'm actually afraid of the woman, to be honest with you.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Listen, I feel that way about my own kids. And we have a great relationship, my daughter and I. But, man, I'm not going to get on her wrong side.
No.
I want those babies.
That's exactly correct. There's no question about that. You talk about the baby movers. You know, they have a passion for their work like you and I do later in life. Some cases have to care for our aging parents, and then we want to help our grandchildren do what's right and be with them. That's a pretty hard thing to juggle. That's a lot of balls in the air, you know?
Yeah, it is. It's a lot. And, you know, we thought when our kids left home that balance of life business that we were juggling all the time was over. And then you have a grandchild, and you're right back into it.
Yeah.
Balance of life. We are exhausted from taking care of our older parents who are living deep into their 90s.
Right.
And our grandchildren and our children who need our help. But when we're with our grandchild, all the worries go away.
Yeah.
We look at those little babies, and as I said, we are filled with joy and happiness. All the troubles just disappear.
You're absolutely right. And you give a couple examples. One of your husband, who unfortunately has symptoms of Parkinson's when he's with the granddaughters. You talk about the late Bob Simon, one of your colleagues. Candidly, you know, had effects of severe ongoing depression, but enjoyed being with his grandson, Jack. I mean, you are absolutely correct. In a business like we are in, or any business for that matter.
With my husband and with Bob Simon, it isn't only when you're with them. Bob Simon's depression lifted. He wasn't depressed anymore. It wasn't just when Jack was around, his grandson. It lifted. And with my husband, he has Parkinson's, and he had a lot of symptoms, and they disappeared for 1 year.
Wow.
He had no Parkinson's symptoms for 1 year. Now, they all came back. He has Parkinson's, but for 1 year after my first grandchild was born. So this idea that the therapeutic effect, it isn't just when you're in their company. I mean, it takes over.
Picture Dominic standing at our door, my little grandson, and I open the door, and he's got this big smile on his face. You know, he's all by himself because his parents went to the car. And I look, and he's got vomit all the way down the front of his shirt. but he's glad that... But he's glad he's at grandpa's house. Well, Leslie, you've done a great job here. You really have. I urge everyone to go out and get this. Grandmas and grandpas. And you know what? Parents, too. Go out and get this so that you know what we're going through. Right, Leslie?
Exactly.
Leslie Stahl, The Joys and Science of the New Grandparent, and that is Becoming Grandma, and done by one of the most beautiful grandmothers I've ever seen in my life. Hey, Leslie, you're a great guest, and it's a delight having you here. Would you come back and join us again sometimes? We'd love to have you.
Anytime. Ron, anytime.
Thank you, Leslie, and good luck with it. Thanks for writing this. I'm giving a copy to my daughter-in-law now.
Perfect.
She needs to know what I'm going through. Okay. Thanks,
exactly.
Leslie.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Leslie Stahl, of course, from television fame, one of the great journalists of our time. Her new book is out right now called Leslie Stahl, The Joys and Science of the New Grandparenting, Becoming Grandma. And by the way, this is a perfect Mother's Day gift for mothers, grandmothers. You'll be the hit of Mother's Day with a gift like that. We'll be right back with more with Ron Segi today.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740.
800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Back with Ron Segi today, and May 28th marks the 2019 season of America's Got Talent. And joining us right now, Howie Mandel. Hello, Howie. How you doing?
I'm doing good, Ron.
This has got to be the toughest job in the world because, and I've emceed a lot of talent shows, but I never want to be a judge. How do you do this? I mean, don't you, like, feel sorry for children and old people and people that just have no talent?
Yes. Yes. And it's really hard as a performer to kind of be critical, but I think it's my job to be honest. But that being said, I love nothing more than sitting there and being witness to great talent and sometimes even insanity where you can't find the talent. And as tough as it is, it's worth the toughness.
You see, what scares me, and I always tell this to people, they say, you want to be a judge for some beauty contest? And they say, no, I'm afraid to do it. Because there was a guy, Howie, that once told Elvis Presley, go back to driving a truck. Now, that guy, of course, was kicking himself for the past 40 years, 50 years. But you never really know what's going to hit. Some bizarre things hit. And that's what I would be afraid of, telling somebody, hey, you know what, go back to working at Bed Bath & Beyond and forget the singing career, and then all of a sudden they become the next Pavarotti.
Well, I wouldn't tell anybody to, like, forget about it. I would just, you know, I would tell somebody that, you know, I don't think at this particular time that I have the, or you have the wherewithal for me to put you through to Las Vegas or Hollywood to the live shows. But don't give up.
Yeah.
You know, there may be, you know, talent is subjective. But what's not subjective and what we have a lot of on this show this year is a lot of insanity and bloodletting and danger and thrills and spills. And that being said, besides all the variety acts, I think the singers this year are far and above any other year, and the dancers and the musicians, all the talent is far and above any other year that they've done in the show. And I think if you compare the talent that we're seeing just in the beginning of this show to any other show that exists, I think that we could beat them, or they could win those shows, hands down. Like our singers, our dancers, and then we open it up to even more kids and older people and variety acts.
The thing about kids, and I'd love to watch little children, because to me, if they're up there singing or juggling or whatever they do, it gives you a feeling of, wow, this new generation is really going to have a ton of talent behind it. But you always worry about if they're going to change that look. Or you ever see a child star back from the 50s or the 60s and see them today and they look like Gabby Hayes? You know, they lose the look, they lose everything.
Well, doesn't every child lose the look?
Every kid in the world.
I don't think I'm as adorable as I was when I was four.
I think you are. But that's just a personal matter.
You're flirting with me.
I shouldn't be doing that. But you look at the timeline that they have to really capitalize on their, you find this with old people too, capitalize on their success. And a lot of agents will say, well, you know, the kid's not going to look like that or the person's going to die.
And you find this with little people too? What are you talking about?
I don't know. I just think it's a tough job. You had such a good deal going, Deal or No Deal.
Are you trying to talk me out of America's Got Talent?
No, somebody's got to...
And why are you making the little people feel bad?
I don't know. I just have a...
What are you saying? They lose their cuteness? What are you saying, Ron?
There's no cute big people. They're just little people that are cute. And older people. I don't know.
I don't know what the point is, but I have to... I couldn't agree with you more.
And you
don't know what you're saying, but on that note, America's Got Talent this season is... And you know what? Tune in just to watch the little people and the children while they're still cute and before they get old and ugly and Gabby Hayes-like.
No, I give you a lot of credit. I think you bring a lot to the show.
I'm phenomenal. That's what I've been told.
Yes. I've heard that from a lot of different people. In fact, right. You just said it, so that makes it phenomenal.
Yes.
Because I'm sure that wherever you go, people will come to you and say, I have a neighbor who has a nephew, has a brother, who has a sister, who's a godfather to a little boy that can really, he sounds just like Elvis Presley, okay?
Right.
You get that now.
Right. I like that. I'm fascinated by talent.
Are you really?
Yes, I love it. I love watching people, and people have come up to me even for no reason at all. I had nothing to do with this show, and auditioned and sang a song and done a poem, have done handstands because they think that, you know, anybody in show business is their entree. And I love that. 24/7, I watch TV. I watch good entertainment as much as I watch bad entertainment. But entertainment is just subjective. So I believe that little people do keep their looks their entire life. You, on the other hand, are turned off by, you know, older dwarves, and that's your thing, Ron. I embrace them. Not physically. I don't embrace anyone.
Well, no, of course not.
Germophobia.
I thought of you the other day. I have to tell you a quick story. I was in Fort Lauderdale for one of the big events of all time, the 50th anniversary of Connie Francis doing Where the Boys Are. Now, I know you're excited about that.
Okay. God, how do you get invited to all the A-list events?
I don't know. I'm just a lucky guy. You know.
I know.
They call me first, probably because everybody else turned them down, but they call me.
The 50th anniversary of Connie Francis doing Where the Boys Are.
Yes. And boy, you talk about old people at that.
Yeah.
So there was a guy there that, and I thought of you. The guy was just, he was like a snake that the skin was just coming off of him because he was in the sun so long. And he brushed up against my shirt and left the skin on my shirt. Now, how are you the first guy I thought of at that point? Because I almost threw up. I really did.
Good.
Yeah. See, I have a very big empathy for how you feel about germs. I'm
well,
the same way.
When strangers brush up against you and their skin is peeled off and left on your shirt, I don't think you need a phobia to throw up a little bit from that.
No, you're absolutely right about that.
Yes.
Well,
that'll happen at a Connie Francis retrospective.
Don't forget the name. Don't forget the
people
name.
People will shed at those. That's why I don't go to those anymore.
I know. And, you know, and that's one of the reasons why I told them you couldn't make it, because they asked me and I said, there's people shedding here.
Right. And that's why it's important to not go to those events and stay home and watch America's Got Talent on NBC.
You know, you did that just like Bob Hope used to do those promos on The Carson Show. He would be talking about a trip to Africa and then he'd say, but let me tell you, folks, it's Tuesday night at 8 o'clock. All the servicemen will be there. That was a great segue. That's fantastic.
Well, I'd rather talk about the show and leave that image in people's minds rather than shedding elderly people at a Connie Francis benefit.
Boy, Connie's never going to talk to me after this. I want you to know that. But you never talked to me before this, so nothing gained, nothing lost.
Yes. Well, we've gotten a lot of information from this promotional tour.
Yes, we have.
You don't think little people are cute?
I don't think.
And children become ugly after the years.
I tell you, I got a very negative attitude on this. No, America's Got Talent. I have to tell you something, and I really mean this. First of all, and I say this sincerely, all joking aside, that you are a perfect choice for this. It's the reason I read it the way you faxed it to me. And the summertime is a tough time to bring in an audience.
Summer's tough. So that we are viewing, we'll have no viewers. Let's recap, ladies and gentlemen. The children don't stay cute. The dwarves become ugly. Connie Francis has elderly, skin-shedding people at her festivities. And the summer is really tough for me. So for nothing, no other reason but just to give. Watch America's Got Talent on NBC. Pick up your TV guide, then you can figure out
there
when it's
go.
On
you
if you want to see it again.
America's Got Talent with our pal, Howie Mandel. Howie, it's always great when you're here. You're one great talent.
My pleasure, Ron.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Howie Mandel's been our guest. America's Got Talent, NBC, the season premiere, May 28th.
Thank you, Ron.
And we'll be back with more with Ron Sedgie today.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Investigators say they're reviewing the flight data recorder from a jet that ran off a runway and into a shallow part of the St. John's River in Florida. Mark Russo is fire chief at the Naval Air Station in Jacksonville.
We had over 50 firefighters on scene within 15, 20 minutes. The crews all were able to, our crews went in the water immediately to the wing edge and started escorting people that were on the wing edge to the shore.
The military charter landed hard in the thunderstorm, carrying 143 people from Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. No serious injuries were reported. Do you have Tyson chicken strips in your freezer? Tyson is recalling nearly 12 million pounds of frozen chicken strips because some of the shipments may have small pieces of metal. The affected product was produced between October 1st and March 8th of this year. This is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
are voices from heaven. Believe me when I tell you that. Welcome back to Ron Secchi, live all across the USA and around the world. Well, what happens when you take four solo singers, three operatic, one pop, from four different countries, Switzerland, Spain, France, and the United States, and put them together? You have El Divo. And joining us right now from the group, proud to say, is David Miller. Hi, David. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Doing well, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing terrific. You know, you have a brand new CD I have in front of me right now called Timeless, and this CD is absolutely sensational. As a singer and musician myself, I would never want to follow you four guys. You are sensational, you know?
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Now, you just got off a huge tour, and I mean huge, going across Europe, Asia, Africa, Australia, Mexico, and then starting up in March, a North American tour, all sold out. That is quite a task, but you guys just bring them in.
Thank you very much. I mean, it's what we do. It's what we love. And, you know, the going to each of the different continents, like you said, and each of the different countries is really, that's where the magic happens for us, because we get to interact with every audience in every region, and we see how universal music really is. It's always a pleasure to get up on every single stage and to make people smile.
Mm-hmm. Oh boy, and you do that, there's no doubt. With over 30 million CDs sold, 160 certified gold and platinum hits in 35 countries, and in 2006, the Guinness World Records as the most commercially successful classical crossover group in international music history. Now, when you guys first met, was there the immediate chemistry, or did it take a little while to get adjusted? Because one of the guys in the band used to be in a heavy metal band.
Yeah, it was definitely a learning curve. The four of us being brought together, I mean, the four of us are very big personalities, and our voices all do different things. And we did not have any sort of template as to how our voices were going to function together. And so we just had a batch of songs that we were trying to do something with. So each one of us would take a stab at this line, and he'd try that line, and he'd try that line, and that didn't quite work. And it took a while to figure out what our real strengths of each of our voices were. And until we really kind of landed on that with Toni Braxton's Unbreak My Heart, that was really the first time where we listened to it back and went, oh, that's something right there. Let's develop that. Let's work on that. Let's follow that path. Until that happened, it was really a free-for-all, and there was quite a lot of kind of pushing and pulling and trying to figure it all out, and it was not what I would call an easy process. But over time, you know, as we kept developing the sound and kept having those moments of, aha, oh, there's that, let's do that, we started really forging a bond together as musicians and as friends. And, you know, here we are 15 years later still slugging it out, because there really is no resting on your laurels, as it were. You know, we've had all these successes that you mentioned, but none of that can propel you into the future and continue your longevity without tangible that the people can lock on to and can enjoy. We still go through that process even now of, that's not good enough, let's keep trying.
I know that this new CD that I'm sitting in my hand now called Timeless, which is, by the way, the name of your tour that's taking place, that this is a effort that was altogether a group effort. You have executive produced, kind of selected all the songs yourself, and didn't have a producer come and say, I think you should do this, or you do it this way. You guys did it yourself.
That's true. We had come to what I would call a natural cadence with our record company. It's interesting to kind of see how what's happening in the music industry. As a business model, the music industry has to go where the money is in order for them to stay viable. And in this day and age of music sharing and streaming and all of that, people just aren't buying albums anymore. And if people aren't buying albums, then you can't really continue to make those albums, because that's just draining your own pocketbook. But we said, we're not done making music, so we're not in this as a music industry. We're in this as artists. So we put our money where our mouths were, and we decided to forge ahead with this. And so we went through the entire process that we have observed time and time and time again that the record company was doing of, well, how do you make an album? And we'd been paying attention for 15 years, and we tracked it all back. We said, all right, well, the first thing we have to do is we have to have a good batch of songs. Four of us for about a month and a half just scoured the internet finding songs that kind of fit what we thought was the Il Divo sound, and we went back and we said, all right, well, what is our catalog? And we looked at all of our music, and we thought about what are the words that fans have said to us over the years? What does our music mean to them? And the word that kept coming back was timeless. So then we thought, okay, well, that's a frame of reference now. So let's pick one song from every decade to kind of highlight the timelessness that we bring to music, that we feel like we bring to music. And once we had that batch of songs, and we went, okay, that's going to be good. Then we tracked down all of our arrangers, all of our former producers, people that we've worked with who could take these songs and knew how to translate them into the Il Divo vernacular, give us a platform to which we could put our voices on. That's what we did. We just systematically just kind of broke it down. It was a big learning curve. There was strain on the relationship trying to figure it all out. For me, is probably my favorite album since the first album.
Sensational. You know, it's so refreshing, David, to hear a talent speak from the business standpoint. So many times the talent says, hey, I just get up there and sing a few songs. You guys are businessmen, and I love that in an act. I really do. And, you know, you talk about unrest, you know, different ideas, talented people do that all the time. Is it difficult to keep it fresh every night? I mean, you're on this tour coming up, which a lot of days, closer than a family. Is it tough to keep it fresh on stage?
It can be. You plan for the worst and hope for the best, right? So you go out there with all the enthusiasm. You know, it's an amazing thing to go out there and play all of these dates, even in a short span of time where it looks like just it be an uphill slog the whole way. The truth is, not many bands even get the opportunity to play that many dates, and especially in the venues that we get to play, it's a real gift to be able to do that. And that's what you really have to hold on to. You have to hold on to the fact that you can't predict the future. We don't know how long we're going to be around. We don't know if, God forbid, something happens to one of us, or you know, maybe the people get bored with our music, or they've had enough for a while, or whatever it is. We can't ever take for granted what's going on. You have to have gratitude and appreciation for the circumstances, and that really is what kind of gives the fuel for us to keep going and keep going and keep going. And once you hit the stage and the audience and you see people smiling, that's it right there. There's really no other reason to do what we do, except the money, which is good.
Gosh, I love you threw that in there. Boy, I'd be disappointed if you didn't say that. Well, there's a lot of dates here, David. Rather than running down here now, what's the website that we can go to so people know where you're going to be, my friend?
We can go to ildivo.com. You'll find all the dates there. And I believe you can go to Ticketmaster as well. I mean, Google is your best friend. Google us, you'll find us.
I'm going to ask you one silly question. If somebody gets sick, can you still go on with four-part harmony the way you do so perfectly?
No.
Okay.
Not really.
Okay.
that's one of the things that we really have so much time making sure that we're ready for the night. And, you know, if it's that we have to sleep until 5 minutes before leaving the hotel, or if you start to feel a tickle in your throat, first thing we do, start pumping the echinacea, the zinc, we'll get ourselves to a doctor, or, you know, whatever it is, because the show must go on and we have to be ready.
There you go. The fans are waiting. Well, David, you're a terrific guest. I welcome you back anytime. We'd love to have you here. Congratulations on the success. Il Divo, of course. Timeless is the brand new CD. Timeless Tour is where you can see the guys when they start their tour. Check out their website and get this CD. You'll love it. There's some great songs in there. David, will you come back and join us again sometime?
Anytime you'll have me.
Okay, thank you, my friend, and we look forward to a successful spring tour.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
Thanks, David. David Miller has been our guest. What a great guy and a fabulous crew. Il Divo, new CD out now called Timeless, and there's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
Unforgettable. That's what you are. Unforgettable, though near or far. Like a song of love that clings to me, how the thought of you does things to me.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Nationwide and around the world, you are listening to Ron Segi today. Well, our next guest is no stranger to our show. She's with us very often, which is very good. In fact, her and I are friends on Facebook these days. I saw her riding a Big Wheels the other day, something she put. I don't know what that was all about. You've seen her on The View, Fox and Friends, Access Hollywood, and joining us right now is Elizabeth Warner. Hi, Elizabeth. How are you?
Well, I am well. Thank you for that introduction, and it is such a pleasure to be able to speak with you again.
Yeah, I saw you riding a big wheel. Was that you?
I was riding a big wheel. You know I'm a big kid. You know this about me. So I was at a really fun toy event, and we were playing with lots of fun summer toys yesterday, and I got a little ride on a big wheel. It was a lot of fun.
Now, you have grown children, have you not?
I have, yes. I have 4 children between the ages of 15 and 21.
Is it cool that their mother loves toys and is like the woman to watch in the toy industry, or do they sometimes, like my kids do, say, I don't believe he's doing these things?
So I think think when they were little, it was pretty cool, but now it's just like anything else to them, you know?
Cool.
They're busy in their own lives now.
Well, of course, spring is here. Summer's around the corner, and that means summer vacation. So what do we do with the little munchkins here? I don't want to sound like my parents, but when I was a kid, you know, we got up in the morning, 7:30, 8 o'clock, we were out the house, and we didn't come home till supper time, and we had all kinds of things. We ate dirt and everything else. Now, these kids today, I mean, when school opens and I see how many kids are on the bus stop, I wonder, where are these children the rest of the year? They're inside. What do you do to get the kids to go outside, have fun, and enjoy summer fun outside?
Yes, you are so right. I remember if we even poked our heads inside, our parents told us, what are you doing home? Go back outside, right?
Right.
We only came home for food. So I agree. You have to have tools on hand, Ron, to make the kids get excited about going outside. And those tools are toys. And so a few of them that I brought today, all of them, they're all designed to get them outside and active. None of these toys are meant for the indoors. These are out. This is all outdoor fun. So the first toy that I brought, oh, I love this. It's called the Wicked Mega Bounce XL by Wicked Vision. What is it? It is a 8-foot inflatable ball. A bouncy, durable, huge inflatable ball. Now, Ron, this is amazing. It bounces on virtually any surface, brass, sand. You can bring it with you to the beach, the park, the playground, and it comes with an easy-to-use foot pump. By the way, Mom and Dad, that's even more exercise for the kids, so let them blow it up. Wherever you are, you just blow it up there. Easy to throw, easy to catch. And when you supersize fun like this, Ron, with an 8-foot inflatable ball, those kids are going to go outside and have fun.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Now, you talk about ideas for the pool this summer, and I want to stress the fact that not everybody has a pool unless you live in Orlando where everybody's got a pool.
That's right.
So
if
it's not a pool, any of these suggestions that you have regarding pools can also be applicable to, let's say, going to the beach?
Absolutely, yeah. So, I live by a river. Wherever you are, you have a lake nearby or the ocean. This is a great item. So it's called Swimways Aqua Lynx. Now, this is a new sit-up style pool float. So you actually sit in it and you're upright. So you're not laying all the way back, you know, like you as if you were on a towel. This one's like sitting in a chair. It's very comfortable. It's got a mesh bottom seat, really nice armrest, and an inflatable back that's really supportive for your back. But here's the magic in this one. So when you get on a float and you're in the pool or the lake, you sit down, your friend sits down on the float, and what happens? One of you floats down to one end, the other one floats the other way. You're always paddling with your hands to catch up with each other again. This has cup holders, and the cup holders are large and deep, and one will slide into the other, connecting the chairs. So if you have two chairs, you take that cup holder from one and the other, connect them, and the two of you are linked together. But if you have numerous chairs, you can make a big circle of people. You're all facing each other. You can talk. You can chat and have fun. So it's an instant summer party, and you can float the day away with your friends and your family.
That sounds pretty cool. Now, somebody on my staff wanted me to ask you about bubbles. They said that you have a way to get the whole family involved in playing with bubbles. Okay, now this isn't a Lawrence Welk deal, is it?
You know what? I will say this about bubbles. It's the one thing that every generation loves, whether you're young, whether you're my age, it doesn't matter. Grandmas, grandpas, everyone gets involved in the action. So I found something called the Gazillion Bubble Rush by Funrise. Now, this is a bubble machine. It's designed easy to use, easy to clean. So I'll tell you about it. You pour the solution into the top. You simply push a button on the front. Within seconds, it's a bubble explosion. Bubbles are blowing everywhere. You have a yard full of bubbles. This is great for everyday play, for barbecues, for the 4th of July, for a wedding, a birthday party. You've got bubbles everywhere. Everyone running, chasing them, and it's beautiful. Now, this machine, it's a high-powered, three-sectioned, no-spill modular design. So the top section, it actually comes off and can be washed for easy cleaning. The center section, well, it pulls out, and it's actually a solution recycling tray. So whatever solution isn't utilized, you can simply pour it right back into the bottle, saving it for next time. And then in the bottom of the machine, that's where the motor and the batteries are sealed inside. So it's safe, it's easy to use, and it is literally you push the button and you have a party.
That sounds great. Now, I know that your expertise is in toys and not psychology, but how do you address youngsters to put down the electronics and go outside? I mean, how do you entice them to get away from looking into that palm of their hand and spending their whole life in a shroud of secrecy?
We have rules. We have plug-in time. You can create as parents what time is plug-in time. You also want to have fun toys around that are going to inspire them and excite them to get outside. So it's kind of a twofold thing. Those kids that are online sometimes watch a very famous 7-year-old named Ryan. Ryan has this massively popular show. It's the Ryan Toys Review YouTube channel. 19 million people follow this 7-year-old Ryan opening toys. Well, he has partnered up with someone called Far Out Toys, mm-hmm. and they've created a line of outdoor toys for the summer. The first one's called Ryan's World Splash Out. Now, this is a ball that inside you're going to place a water balloon. On the top of the ball, you're going to turn a timer on, and it starts ticking. You're going to pass it around, just like hot potato, pass around, answering some fun trivia questions. When the timer goes off, it's going to pop that water balloon inside, so whoever's holding that ball is going to get drenched.
Wow.
Now, that's funny. This one's even better. Ryan's World Head Splat. This is, you take a hat, you put it onto your head. It's amazingly designed with a string attached where you attach a water balloon. You then are going to be tossing the water balloon up into the top of the hat that has almost, it looks like a bowl on the top with open sides to it. When that water balloon goes in, if it lands right in the center, you're safe. But if it lands anywhere along the rim has some special material that's going to pop that balloon, you're going to get drenched. So that's going to inspire your little ones to plug in, put their electronics down in the kitchen and go outside and just laugh and have fun.
Well, that game there is a good one even for adults. Ryan, I'm familiar with him. I've seen stories on him. Elizabeth, can I give you some advice?
Tell me.
You need to come out of your shell a little bit.
Ron,
very, very shy. Child lifestyle expert, Elizabeth Warner.
Well, thank you for having me, and I'll chat with you again soon on Facebook.
I'm in.
All right,
okay.
Great. Thank you so much, Ron.
Thanks, Elizabeth. And there's more to come with Ron Sedge.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Need omega-3s, but which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
That wraps up hour number one of Ron Sedgy Today on this first weekend of May. Want to thank my guests for joining us this first hour, and they include from CBS News, Leslie Stahl, Howie Mandel, America's Got Talent, going to be premiering on the 28th of this month, from Il Divo, David Miller, and Elizabeth Werner. Next hour, Diane Lake will be joining us. She has written a book called Member of the Family. She was a girlfriend of Charles Manson. From NASCAR champion Kurt Busch, Kate Brower, who penned a fascinating book about the first ladies. And we're going to talk to the travel mom, Emily Kaufman. And that's all coming up next hour with Ron Sedgy Today.